What's new, Pussycats? Whoa, what's new, Pussycats? Whoa.
Pussycats, it's an hour. It smells like flowers. Evan is so cute. Trella and Fuzzy recording the Pussycats. Pussycats, Pussycats, I love you. Yes, I do. You and your Pussycats bros.
What's new, Pussycast? Whoa! What's new, Pussycast? Whoa!
That's cool.
Yeah.
Did you like how he said Trella and Fuzz instead of Luke and Evan?
Yeah, that was pretty epic. I mean, we ended up in there.
Yeah.
I think you smell like flowers and I'm pretty cute. That's.
Oh, okay.
That is a quote.
Oh, okay. So yeah, that's the start of the Pussycast.
Yes, recorded by none other than Slash.
ACM.
The only one, of course.
Only one.
Yeah.
So, this is because we listen to John Mulaney a lot.
Yeah.
This is John. The only reason why it's named like that.
Of course.
Yeah, I don't really know these intros very well, so I usually just hop into the questions.
Yeah, so you want to read off some questions?
Yeah, sure. We'll start at the beginning, of course. May said, who's the biggest turd in the site? Not on the site. So, who's the biggest turd in the site?
What is the... who is in the site?
Well, Teddy's usually in the site playing around with stuff.
Yeah, I guess.
Teddy.
I've played around with the site a bit. I could qualify as one of the biggest turds in the site.
That could be it.
Yeah. Because.
All right.
Yeah. I guess the answer is really yourself.
It's open ended.
It is. Really? Yeah.
Because it's of the simple I and O mistake. So who's the biggest turd on the site is probably America.
Mr. Shit?
Mr. Shit's always going. Oh, you know what? He literally is the biggest turd on the site.
Yeah. It is a literal shit, so.
That's true. I think that's my final answer.
Mr. Shit is the biggest turd in the site.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. Now we got Nyko asking, who's the best in Nipple Nuggy? Wow, this is just like a superlatives podcast now.
I guess so. It would obviously be Mike Dogman, Izzy.
Yeah.
He is the best person on the server.
Yeah, like...
I don't think that's up for debate.
Mike, Izzy, if you're listening, please throw a cheers in the... Just post a cheers down below. I really need that.
Yeah, we always need cheers.
Yeah, very cool boys, cheers.
Speaking of Mike Izzy, he's our next question.
Wow.
And he says, what do you both want to accomplish with you, with your players, and separately on the site? Okay, so this will probably be when we get into like the long-form answers.
Yeah, I think...
We have to talk about it more.
I think so, yeah. You can go ahead first.
Okay,
No, you.
Okay. Oh, thank you. So probably with my player is, since now I'm co-GM of Manhattan, I think I'm going to stay there for at least the rest of my career. So... A Hall of Fame there would be nice. That would be real nice. If not, even more, a Hall of Fame on the server. Just get into that. So if I have to do that, then that will be at least a lot of points. First all-star, winning a couple of awards and stuff. I would like to win the Jeff Dar Award a couple times, or at least one time. Because I started out as a playmaker, and then I turned to sniper, and then now I turned into a two-way forward. So there's that, because I can't hit 20 goals in my career, or not in my career, in the season. And then I guess for the site is probably just to make it better. I feel like I already did that with like the trade trees and the other stuff that I had done randomly. Pingy Bot is obviously a great asset. And
of course.
Yeah. So probably Pingy just make it better.
Pingy Bot does live on.
Does live on in your bot now.
Yes.
Yeah, I would probably just like my biggest what I'm trying to accomplish on the site is the reason why I got into GMing for Vancouver is to get more activity onto the site and just help a lot of people. I feel like I did that a lot in Vancouver, getting some great people. Of course, you're going to have people who are just not going to, you know, be active anymore, like Ray or Sammy. I miss them a lot.
Yeah.
But then you're going to have some amazing people like Andrew Wilson, who does the advanced stats. And then people that are like on a late rounds or people who don't really think of like the hockeyist is a great member on the site. Does that the moon or like the interstellar planet people planet media, which is excellent. And then like you got people who like I think were gonna be studs and are studs, like Bruins 10, who had a player in like season 2, but then like stepped away and then I was back. I'm like, this is a person who wants to stay here now. And then people like Second Sucks 22 or Jack Duggan. He was like my first pick as like a GM, because like he was the person that I wanted, and I took him right before Detroit got him, so that's great. And now he's ended up being a scout for Detroit, but he's someone that I targeted because I knew he would be really good on the site. So yeah, that's about it. What about you, Slash?
Do you just call me Slash?
Not Slash. Your Discord is Slash. So.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I mean, on the Nug, yeah. But.
Yeah. But on the site, Evan.
Yeah.
Since you. This is your second player. So.
Yeah, this is
what
my
do you
want to
do differently?
I have already surpassed my last player. My last player only got to 404 TPE. And now I'm like. At least 300 TP past that as of right now. So I've honestly grown in activity as a member and honestly just in general, because I have a lot more time and I'd like to see that continue so my player can grow and succeed. But we'll see how it goes with this school year, but definitely one of my main goals is to like be somewhat decent and continue Nikolaj's success that he's had in the SMJHL, because that is just on another level. And then he's probably peaking now, but honestly, we'll just have to see.
As long as you can just keep on growing TP level and just like, because the way that I see it is that if you just keep on updating, you'll just constantly just keep on getting better. Because like once you enter the SHL, you're not gonna be great unless you're on a shitty team, which you're not. So
yeah, it's gonna be tough, but we'll see where I end up on the Buffalo lineup and
fourth line grinder. You know,
yes, fourth line grinder. That's the.
Got to play those tough minutes on the PK, only on the PK, 3 minutes a night. Yeah, like that kind
but
of.
But I kind of make up for it with my time in the IIHF, because Switzerland's still growing, and we got a whole bunch of guys this year. I mean this season, and
yeah.
they've all been active. I think for the most part, and they've been pretty great. I have honestly no complaints about any of them.
Yeah.
So far.
Not the first. A bunch of Russians are just recreated. Not recreated. They just joined. So that's going to be a huge boost to them because their activity levels dropped a ton. But now they got a bunch of recreates and creations, first gens.
Yeah, but and then yeah, for the site, I still have a lot to do with the bot, because I've really been putting off some things like adding IIHF stats. I have a setup for the styling for the output that the bot makes, but it just, I haven't had the will to put in the code to process that data because there's honestly a little bit of different formatting for that output that Simon T produces. And it's just a matter of changing around a few numbers, but it can get a bit tedious.
What would it output then?
No, it's the same. It's the same exact output. It's just that there's a few more spaces on.
So it just looks better.
I guess, but I'm mostly talking about the index that's produced by Simon T. I pulled directly from the team stats, I think.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I just pull all the data from there, put it in an object, and spit it out when people ask for it. And then I'd have to figure out a good way to collect data for the IIHF, which, to be honest, I probably won't need to refresh it as often as the normal season stats. It's all like, there's a lot of stuff that I have to put in that I just haven't gotten to yet.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping to add a few more hidden commands that will piss off the Armada. But
yeah, definitely. Because that's the whole goal of the bot is to just piss them off. I mean, Pinging was the first hidden one, right?
Yes. Wait, was it?
I think it was. Was it good?
It might have been get good, and then pingy, and then Howard.
Yeah, it was that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Because you messaged me, it was like, hey, what's some quotes?
Yeah.
And I gave you like all the quotes. Some
pingy quotes, and you just gave me everything. And then I searched for more, because that's what I had to do. And now,
in the update Discord, that's where I pulled like a lot of them.
Yeah, and then the WJC has a good amount too.
Yeah, you can find him a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, because my bot, it was like, it's broken. Like every like 10 seconds, there's an error because I was messing with it so much.
Yeah.
So I'd need to rework it if I really wanted to.
I think a lot of the problem with writing a bot on your computer is with the fact that it's not going to stay up 24/7.
Yep.
And that's why you got to get something to host it, which is what
You sent me the first message that you sent me was the link to it.
Yeah, I've been hosting my site. I've been hosting the bot on this website called Glitch, if any of you care that are listening. But it's free, and I have to like set up several things to like ping the server to at least keep it alive, because it's not the greatest because it's free. So I have to work with what I have, because I don't have that money to actually afford stuff that could
host and then it well. Just took a bunch of money away from you.
Question. That is the next question. What's it like getting your money unjustly thefted by HO from Zombie Wolf? So, honestly, I have a little bit to say. Like, I'm not necessarily complaining. I don't want to complain about what HO said, because truth be told, they actually made the right verdict that I did at least contribute a little bit towards the fact that he went over, albeit like it was a stupid reason that he went over, and it honestly could have been fixed very easily if there had not been one character off in his update. I'm actually just trying to pull up the update so I can explained my thought process through it.
Because
it was like almost perfect, but there was one thing off about it. So
it was an adding, right?
There was an adding mistake. So
yeah, people don't love add.
A lot of the problems come with adding. So in the update, he adds 11 TPE, and it was like right before, like a few hours before I updated, that he put the last update, which was adding a weekend fun time TPE in, and he had like the cap TPE was there. It was adding stuff to hand speed, 10 TPE to hand speed, and then it has the total go from 324 to 334. And there's one being added to the bank, where the total bank was eventually put to 5. So in the update, it has 11 TPE being added to the total. Everything checks out. But the only problem is that the total TPE only went to 324 to 334. And me being, I don't know, it was 12:40 a.m. at the time I was updating it. So I was exhausted, and I was like, I'm just going to get through these Falcons.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to let that be like a full excuse.
Should go blasting away for not hiring more updaters, so you don't have to do it in the 12:40 in the morning.
Actually, I'm probably one of the worst updaters because I haven't done anything recently. But
I made the bot.
I did make the bot for the updating. But yeah, I just wasn't like going. I wasn't gonna message a guy over what I thought was a typo.
You could just add them in the post.
I could have, but
that's what I usually do when I did update.
I know, but I don't feel like that's right. I should let the person
figure it out on their own.
Yeah, but yeah, but I'm not very mad about the. I think that's a layer question. I probably shouldn't answer that now, but I'm not very mad. I figured it all out with Wick, so.
Yeah,
good.
It's only $1 million if you think about it.
Yeah, that's only 10 people.
It's only that's true. It's only one weekly update.
Yeah. All right, let's move on to Gabe Johnson.
Do you want to read my question?
I would love to.
I read your question.
Yes. He has a question for you. Just what is wrong with the Vancouver Whalers this season? How much of it is D-Mills' fault?
Since he's co-GM, it's about 50%. But what's really wrong is that like it's the cycle of the SMJHL. So, you know, you're good for like 2 or 3 seasons, and then you just plummet, and then you have to do it all over again. And then it makes you question whether it's actually working. And every season that you lose, people get called up. You feel regretful that they didn't win the cup, and then you get depressed, and then, yeah, so that. But then, if you do win, it's like the best thing in the world. So what's wrong with Vancouver this season is probably that there was like 7 people that got called up, a couple unexpected call ups, and then, yeah, it's just a lot of rookies. So obviously, there's going to be bad. So yeah, it's 100% D-Mills' fault.
Wow, you went from 50 to 100%.
Yeah.
That just confirms it.
Also the thing with the whole hiring, but I'm not going to get into that. It was a while back. It doesn't really matter anymore. And then for you, Evan, what's your favorite Chris Breezy bar?
Oh, this is tough. I'm probably going to have to go with Kevin Hart is Kamadihi. Dihi.
Did he really say that?
Yes, he did. He did. It's in his Tatiana remix.
Kevin Hart is what?
Kamadihi. Comedy. He.
Comedy. Chris Breezy. Is it really?
Yeah. Kevin Hart is Kamadihi.
That's stupid. And then, as a serious question, it was the Detroit thing again.
Yeah.
So I really need to go into that again.
Yeah. Oh, well, it has a bridge. What do you think is the best way to handle situations like this for future updates?
Don't update at 12:43 in the morning.
Yeah, don't update at 12:43 in the morning, and also have good updates because it's tough to read through some of these. Like, if you're claiming 50 things, that's an exaggeration, but some people have like
clean. If it's clean.
Not even if it's clean, because you gotta open up each thing, check it, make sure it all matches up and it's not been claimed before.
Yeah, it just takes a couple seconds.
Yeah,
several minutes. Have you ever updated Pingy?
No.
Okay, then you can't complain. All right. So yeah, that's the question. Well, yeah, that's really the question.
Yeah, basically, I'm not pissed off. I dealt with it. I dealt with my fine. I paid my dues of 1 million per TPE off.
Yeah. So next time Blues goes over 50 on the cap, don't get fined $50 million.
Speaking of Blues,
do you really like my transitions? I think these transitions are great.
Yeah. Speaking of Blues, what is new, Pussycats? Ooh, yo, yo, yo. Question.
Yeah, he did that wrong.
Yeah.
So we're just going to skip that question because he did it wrong. And then for you, Evan, what are your thoughts on the great Patrick Maroon and his movement to the Tampa Bay Lightning for $900,000?
Steal? Well, honestly, I don't have much to say about it. He's probably just gonna fit in wherever Erdy was, which maybe fourth line, third line, or just coming in on certain games and then not like playing every few games. But since he's a veteran and a cup winner, he's probably gonna get a decent amount of time, because I'm just waiting for that point signing.
Did you know that we drafted him in 2007 in the sixth round? Yeah, the Flyers did.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you drafted a cup winner.
Yeah. We drafted a couple of them.
Insane.
Yeah. And then,
do I really look like Adam Murray?
Do you look like Adam Murray? Does
he really look like? I mean,
I don't know who he is, so let me look him up.
It looks pretty similar to Blues.
Oh, that's him.
Yeah, it's Blues if he was a real boy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's Adam Murray. And then for you, he asks, which Flyers prospect flies under the radar too much?
German Rubstov, because he gets overshadowed by what are those two people's names? Nolan Patrick and Morgan Frost, because they got drafted the year after, so everyone kind of forgets about him. But he will probably be at his peak, a good two-way center, probably on the second line. And at his worst, probably like a Scott Laughton, like a really good bottom six player.
And then he asks, will Bobby Brink or Igor Serdyuk, I'm butchering this because I'm not a Flyers fan.
Yeah, we just drafted him in the sixth round, I think. But Bobby Brink, because he was supposed to be a first round draftee, but he fell to the second. But I really like him. He's one of those people who's going to be like, it's either he's top six in the NHL or he's not going to be the NHL at all. But I want him to be in the NHL because he's a really good scoring threat, and we need a goal scorer, and we haven't had one since Danny Briere. Yeah, it's been a bit since we had like a pure goal scorer other than like JVR. it's more of like a gritty, like in the net.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then for both, I'm about to play street hockey on my school's team. Please give advice. I'm scared. Just get pucks to the net. Don't hit anyone.
Deep.
Get pucks deep. You know, grind around the boards.
Wheel snipe Sally.
Yep. Clap bombs.
Fuck moms.
Heck yeah.
Heck yeah.
That's about it.
Yeah.
Maybe you'll make your way to the Flyers one day.
Or Blues.
Maybe.
Maybe. We'll see.
Yeah.
Then we got Brewski. He asks us, how do you like your eggs done?
That's a good one. Probably scrambled or fried.
I like raw egg.
Like raw eggs? Is that your secret to success?
Yeah. I eat eggs in the shell.
Yeah. When they're about to be birthed. You just
yeah.
Deny it.
I just wait under the chicken.
You canceled the chicken's life. No, I just put like a little black pepper, a little bit of salt.
Yeah, that sounds good.
get some potatoes if it's fried eggs. Ooh, that's real good. Like cut up potatoes and fry them.
Ooh. And then what's your favorite dipping sauce?
You know what's really good? The Chick-fil-A sauce from Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A sauce is. Oh.
That's like.
Don't tell Kyle you like Chick-fil-A.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, that sauce. You can always go well with a barbecue sauce. You can't go wrong with that.
Guys, it's confirmed here. Luke is a homophobe.
Yeah, that's right. I love
Chick-fil-A
sauce.
You heard it here. Chick-fil-A sauce is good. I like spicy sauces, so.
Yeah. It's like a mess steak, A1 sauce is good on that.
Yeah. I'm into like buffalo. Mm-hmm. Buffalo style sauces. That's where it's at for me.
Buffalo chicken dip's real good. Yeah. Even though it's not a sauce, but just in general.
Best hot sauce I've had is Seeker Aardvark. That shit. Mm-hmm. It's addicting. It's addicting. I put it on, like, you can put it on anything.
On everything.
Yeah, literally, you can put it on your eggs, you can put it on pizza.
Yeah.
That's about it, actually. You can put it on more than that.
Like, so many things, like, these two things, and, like, maybe a hot dog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of hot dog, wait, no, it's still Brewski. Will Vancouver repeat as four-star cup champions without you at the helm? And since the answer is no, where do you think things went wrong?
Well, obviously, you'll never know anyone who really wins the cup. You know, St. Louis won 3 times, so, you know, it shows that luck matters. You know, obviously, the first time, you know, they got a good team. The second time, they faced, like, Colorado, which is a shitty team. The third time, you know, it's a coin flip. But what went wrong is that people called up too many of our players. That's definitely what went wrong. And then just also, like, the way that I managed the Vancouver team is that they bought into my system of hope and just, you know, they put their trust in me and I put their trust in them. And that's how we won the cup, is that they, you know, some people elected to stay down another season instead of getting called up because they really wanted to win a cup. And I'm really glad that I was able to get them the cup. And it was like, it is the best day that I had on the site, is to watch like 1,000 messages come in. You know, Evan, you'll never know how to win a cup, but, you know. You haven't won a cup. You won at least like 0 of them.
It's
right.
I'm just thinking about the great Vancouver strategy of taking every free agent ever. But
oh yeah, also that's
a very important part.
And I did it because some of my strategies. One is hope, obviously. Give them a future that they want as of their player. And two, it's just to literally just message them first. Yeah. Also,
but what you were saying about me having no cups on the site ever.
Yeah, you got zero cups. You didn't win anything with St. Louis.
I've never won anything, I guess.
You didn't win in season 39, or was it season 39?
Season 39.
You didn't win season 46. You know, you didn't.
That's it.
And, like, also...
even with the Knights in season 42, that never happened.
Oh, shit, you got traded there? Oh, yeah. Shit. I played you, actually, I think. I'm 99% sure I played you in season 42.
Yeah, probably.
Wait, who's your player? I gotta look this up.
Michael Fisher.
Bro, I 100% played you.
Yeah, I was...
Season 42. Yeah, because that was the season that I started out.
Yeah.
Season 42. And
I was dead inactive.
Yeah, wait, hold on. They screwed up with the linking of the site. So I gotta go to this one and go to season 42.
I got traded. I forgot what... I think it was at the beginning of the season, or maybe at the trade deadline. No, it was probably at the beginning of the... It was... No, it might have been the beginning of the season.
Wait, what was your name?
Michael Fisher.
Oh, bro, I totally face against you. Oh, my God. Dude, this is like our meet cute.
Oh. Oh, shit.
Dude, this is totally our meet cute.
Yeah, I was... Yeah, I played the entire season in Kelowna.
Damn, all right. Well, I blame you for Vancouver not winning season 42. Oh, okay. But we did win season 43, and that was also one of the best days on the site. But being a GM and winning was just felt really good. I got a couple personal messages from people congratulating me, and that was real nice because, like, I accomplished something. That's going to be there forever. And then we're also one four-star cup away from tying Kelowna for the most ever four-star cup wins. So I hope that we tie them soon.
Well, according to Brewski, it will never happen again.
Yeah, I mean, I guess so. All right, so for Evan, do you think it's unfair how good Mueller is and maybe you should redistribute some TPE to nerf him?
Oh, I'm actually planning on redistributing everything to...
Fighting.
Yeah, fighting. Because there's nothing better than a good enforcer.
Bro, and don't want to be...
two-way forward.
Enforcer. Do you not want to be an enforcer? Dude, the last NHL enforcer, I forget who it is, but it's like the last one. There was one who played in 2010 for the Flyers. He recently got caught dealing cocaine or having cocaine in his possession.
That's my future.
That's your future, yeah.
That's my future on the site.
Yeah.
Yeah, so yeah, but...
Congrats.
I do think it's slightly unfair.
No, ride it out.
I feel bad. I was only in, like, every full season I've played, because the first season I played 14 games. Every full season I've played, I've been god tier. Because... Mm-hmm. Like, for the last two seasons, I've led all left-wingers in points. In the first one of those, I was on the third line of the Crows.
Yeah. Which was pretty cool.
It was broken. I was actually with the current person I'm tied with as for points leader right now.
Yeah.
On the same line, so.
That's pretty cool.
It really shows how it do be like that.
You just gotta find your partner. Yeah. I'll get a bunch of points. So yeah, thanks Brewski Boy for the question. I really like Brett Favre. I think that's Brett Favre. Drying his hands.
Yeah, he looks like he's drying his hands.
Yeah, like he's blowing on it to dry his two fingers.
He has an eyelash and he's trying to blow it to make a wish.
Oh yeah. Maybe he wishes to go to Alaska someday.
Yeah.
Speaking of Alaska.
Wow, that was a that was a that transition.
Was okay.
Speaking of Alaska, we have Alaska.
Whoa, no way.
asking, Luke, Manhattan?
Yeah, Manhattan. We're doing real good this season. Alex Winters and Herb Roberts are at 45 points in 39 games, almost tying Mike Izzy for the most amount of points this season, which is insane. I didn't think that we would do this good. Yeah, that's exciting because I was on vacation for like the first 2 weeks of the season, so I barely did anything to help. So it's real nice coming back and just riding on the coattails of some good, really good coaches like Alaska and Thomas. It feels like we're turning a corner finally, in which we're a playoff team. Last season was a terrible season. It absolutely just like makes you want to forget about it. So now that we're finally like doing good and I'm at like a point per game pace, which is real good, you know, that's fun. You know, it's fun when you're winning. Surprise, surprise.
Yeah, it really feels good to have wins and points.
Yeah, it really feels good doing good.
Yes. To have success means to be happy.
Yep.
All right.
No amount of money in the world, you know, no amount of TPE you have, you just need to be good.
Be good and you do good.
You do good. You do be good.
That is a
quote.
Next
question is,
how is it different?
Oh, you can.
No, you can.
No, we're doing that. Okay. How was it different to come into management in Manhattan as it was coming into Vancouver? Vancouver, I was doing a lot of things by myself, mainly because that was the type of GM that I wanted to be. It's like a hands-on. And then near the end, Aaron Wilson was like a godsend with lines and helping people with their builds, which is real nice. And then on the flip side, coming to Manhattan, you know, I have a role as a co-GM. I don't really have a strict set of like what I have to do, but it's more of like helping JY, you know, giving my advice in places and, you know, helping people keep on learning TPE and, you know, getting hyped and, you know, obviously, you know, stuff behind the scenes that I can't really talk about. But yeah, it's very different. I like it. JY is a great GM. I think he may be the best, one of the best GMs on the site, even though the record isn't really showing it. But the way he thinks about stuff, it's just, I'm learning a lot from that, honestly, on how to be a good GM in the SHL. Yeah, it's very different. And then for Evan, or Silver, how different is it to come as a recreate versus a first gen, in your opinion?
It's a lot easier. Well, I mean, it was pretty easy for me because I remembered everything to do on how to get activity checks, how to get TPE, how to do all that stuff. It was just coming back after the break, there was new people. New guys running stuff, like nobody was the SMJHL commissioner, and the seat was vacant. classic joke
about nobody. Haha.
But yeah, it's easier to get to have early success if you know what you're doing and know what like you're looking for in a player, because like Fisher was literally one of his strengths as checking. No, did I? No, I might have.
Your first one?
No, there was no checking. It was that I had defense as a weakness.
Oh, but yeah,
that's a no go, and that's
the Achilles heel.
In my first DM from Joe, when he was the first GM to reach out to me on the site, and he was like, bro, you gotta fix that, and maybe we'll consider drafting you.
Maybe we'll consider the honor of drafting you.
Yes, the honor of drafting you. If you happen to, if you decide to remove that, we may draft. And I removed it, and somehow I got drafted, and it wasn't that low. But I unfortunately wasn't that active. So I mean, compared to the guys I was drafted with, I was pretty inactive once the second season came around.
But you tried your best.
I did try my best. I got to 414. What else could you ask for? And I made a bot within like the first month. Maybe the first month.
Yeah, I remember that being active for at least my first season, and then I got taken offline, and I went real sad.
Yeah, 43. I was attempting to keep it on, despite being
inactive.
Inactive. Yeah, so I would just stay in all the servers I was in and have people like be like, "Yo, ping me if the bot's down." So I would swoop in, turn on the bot, and it would be all good.
The first time I saw it was during playoffs when I first entered the league. And then after that, it was like turned off. I'm like, "Oh."
Yeah. So, but yeah, basically it happened is I was pulling from this XML file on the index, and that it was only for the SMJHL statistics, but if that was gone, the whole bot wouldn't work.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I had, because I was just adding the other players from the SHL into that XML file.
Yeah.
And that was already a dumb idea. Because I was just storing that file over and over again, which was probably messing with the server. Yeah.
Yeah.
But this was me in high school, early senior year. I didn't understand all that stuff. So like,
yeah, but if the code works, then it works. And then yeah,
if it works, it do be good. And
don't touch it.
Yeah. So, but I was like, I'm not going to rebuild it from the ground up. There's like no reason to at this point, because I think I was getting paid a little bit, but it didn't help. I wasn't using it.
Yeah.
So yeah, I just was like, I guess the bot's going to be offline. And
yeah,
then
that makes sense.
During my semester, I was like, "Hey, I should probably fix the bot." And I was like, "Yeah, I think I'm going to fix the bot because I'm bored." So I basically remade the entire bot.
And then you recreated.
And then I recreated because Blast was like, "You should recreate."
Yeah, and then you were like,
I did it too early.
You did do it real early. You did it right before the trade deadline. So you were still.
Yeah.
I don't know how. Wait. What season are you?
Season 47.
Did I message you?
Nope.
I didn't message. Bro, see.
You did not message me.
I think I was full at that time. So
I can check. I only got messages from.
Shit. I failed as a GM.
Yeah, I got messages from Anchorage, the Raptors, Kelowna, Halifax, Montreal, Anchorage, and
everyone messaged you except me.
St. Louis. Yeah, basically everyone except you. What could have been?
Full. I think I just drafted. I just got a couple people, so I was like, I'm full. Sadly.
Maybe you could have won the cup that season.
Dude, I think my biggest regret was not picking you up in free agency.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Nah, just kidding. It was probably something else.
What the frick? Okay.
So, Silver, did you expect your player to be stupidly good as he is?
Well, no, but maybe. Because when I was trying to figure out my build, I was just like looking at successful SMJHL builds that were like similar to mine.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, "Oh yeah, Blast was pretty good." So I kind of made a modified version of his. And then
dude, Blast was like the best player in the SMJHL for like two seasons.
He was very good. And I was like, I think, because everyone has like the 75 defense, or like not 75, yeah. Like, well, or like the 80 defense, 80 scoring, 70 passing.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. And I was, or wait, no, that's not right. Eight, like 75 defense, 80 scoring, 80 passing, something like, or 70 passing, something like that. Like, and I'm like, well, like 75 defense isn't enough. So I went 80, which yeah, is.
I think I kind of copied from Blast as well.
Yeah.
I think I almost did copy exactly what Blast was.
Like, I didn't want to copy what Blast was, because that was, like, a first-gen player making something, so I want to make the numbers look prettier.
Yeah.
And, yeah, and
for any defensemen that are listening to the SMJHL, look at Altanis's first, or second, whatever his last player was,
yeah.
Darius Kazarian, for a really good defenseman build. He is a monster. He was a monster before he recreated, and then I picked him up again.
Yeah, if he got, yeah, we had him on Switzerland, and I wanted to play him. Yeah, I ended up playing him first pair last season because we have no defense.
Yeah,
like it, when he retired. But yeah, I basically so just copied from Blast, and I was like, I'm probably gonna end up being successful. I didn't expect to be this successful. Beat the Scarecrow's record.
Buckos.
Thanks, wow, Trella.
Thanks, Trella. Trella, you get a dollar. we'll give Trella a dollar for this, and then
yeah.
who's gonna be the one to not get? Who's gonna get a dollar taken from their pay?
I'll get it taken.
Last time it was Slash.
I'll get it taken.
All right.
So I think you're missing the most important question from Alaska.
Oh,
well, there's two. Are quesadillas sandwiches?
Oh, okay. So I read this earlier, and mm-hmm. I had a debate in my head. This is for both of us, so like I'm gonna voice my opinion. It depends, because quesadillas, when they can be prepared two different ways. Mm-hmm. You put cheese on half. You fold it over. You brown both sides, which is fine. That's more like a taco, hot dog kind of shape of use of the bread.
Yeah, or you can fold it.
Yeah. Yeah, so folding it, and then you have the other way, which is you have one tortilla, cheese, and then another tortilla on top, then you cut it. So that is more like a grilled cheese sandwich. So I'm going to have to say sometimes, because quesadillas can be sandwiches if they're prepared like a sandwich. But if they're not prepared like a sandwich and folded, that means it's a hot dog.
I'm in agreement with you.
I mean, it only makes sense. Like, you could... Yeah.
So it depends.
QED.
All right, and then for another one, M&M's or Skittles? All right, we're going to say this at the same time, all right?
All right.
When I say go, ready?
All right.
3, 2, 1, go. Skittles.
M&M's. Fuck.
Bro, how do you like M&M's over Skittles?
I like chocolate. I just don't like the artificial flavor of the Skittles. It can be a bit much sometimes. Like, I'll enjoy Skittles from time to time, just sometimes, like, the purple one tastes like medicine.
Dude, that sometimes is...
But it's also, it's also good. Like, I don't know how they manage that. Like, the purple Skittle can get it, yeah. But it does taste like medicine.
All right. See, my favorite candy is Mike and Ike's.
Really?
Yeah. I really enjoy it.
What is my favorite candy? I really
like... No. If we're talking chocolates, Kit Kats, 100%.
Kit Kats are the best chocolate.
Kit Kats are the best chocolate ever made.
Kit Kats are the best chocolate. But...
And then,
candy, Twix bars. I like... I 100 like
grand
Swedish
are
fish.
Really good.
Swedish fish are pretty cool.
I can fuck with Swedish fish.
I fuck with Swedish fish.
100 grand bars, Reese's Pieces, like, not like the, no, yeah, the peanut butter cups, but you have to, like, put them in the freezer. They're so good.
You mean like frozen peanut butter cups?
Or... Yeah, frozen peanut butter cups.
Ooh, that sounds good.
They're real good. Okay. Also, you can't go wrong with Twizzlers.
Twizzler? I'm kind of mixed on Twizzlers. Sometimes there's not.
Are you Red Vine?
No, I'm not Red Vine. No, right, I Twizzlers over Red Vine any day. But all right, good. Twizzlers don't have as much flavor as they used to, I feel like.
I like the ones that you can like they're like kind of string cheese.
Yeah. Those ones are good. Those ones are pretty cool. But it's just like I think the flavor just isn't the same as what it used to be for me.
Mm-hmm,
and it's kind of disappointing.
Yeah.
It just tastes bland, and then you're really just eating it for the texture. And blowing and eating both ends and then blowing through it like a tube.
Dude, straw. You drink water from it.
Yeah, water from it. Yeah, all the big brain stuff that it really should be for.
I mean, instead of plastic straws, you just get Twizzlers. 5D chess right there.
Yeah.
The Gobstoppers are also, I really love that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So we got really fish.
Coming. Fish. Dude, we both know them. We both like them.
Fish, you're a beauty. You got that stats stuff. That's pretty cool. So, Luke, what do you think is the future of Czech hockey?
Dude, great.
Has in store.
It's greatness, all right? We got some great people coming in.
And you're still not as good as Switzerland.
Bro, listen, calm down. we got some great people coming in. We're at, like, our peak of what our best goalie is. We're at the peak. We got a new goalie in. We're at the peak of, like, some great players. We just gotta put it all together and wrap it into one. For Evan. How do you feel about the Crows' season so far? Is there anything you would change in order to be successful in the playoffs, i.e. for more first-line minutes, riding with Sheikha over Brownlee, etc.?
So, honestly, of all the season I've played down, this one of the weaker seasons for the Crows. And it's my last season down, unless I get convince Wannabe Finn to let me stay down another and then not put me through the waiver system just to be rebellious.
If you go through the waiver systems, I don't know if this is tampering, but if you go through the waiver systems, at least one team will claim you.
Yeah. Well that's I know what you're implying, but I'm pretty sure several teams would probably claim me.
It's a great way to start the sentence of, I don't know if it's tampering or not.
Yeah. I don't know if it's tampering, but...
Obviously, I'm not going to tamper, but Minnesota will probably tamper you.
Yeah, that's...
Deku will come from his grave and be like,
he was on the site a few days ago.
Or he was?
Less than a month ago, at least.
Oh, yeah, he pops in once in a while.
Yeah.
Just on the site.
I was checking to make sure he still had 100 rep.
He had 100 rep. We made sure of it.
Yeah, but is there anything I would change in order to be successful? I don't have any control over the lines, but I think we shouldn't really get too down on the fact that we're lower in the standings because... We've had too much success recently. We won two Lorifer Cups in a row.
That's it? Only two?
After not having any and winning three. We won three four-star cups.
Yeah, and do you know how many Lorifers Vancouver won in a row? It was three.
Wow, you're so cool.
I know, right?
Yes. But yeah, so I mean, we managed to do it while we were down when we lost like almost all of our core last season, we still managed to get the Lorifer trophy. We're probably not going to end up getting it this season, and that's going to the hardest part is that we don't really have a solid goaltender right now.
Mm-hmm.
Because we lost. Well, both of them are like semi-act. Well, one of them is a rookie, but both of them are really semi-act.
So bro, I got you. Ready? You can buy Dako from Vancouver. It's his last season. You just need to sign for his rights and then sign him for $3 million.
That's.
He has 350. He's a solid goalie. You should message Nick talks about that.
Maybe.
You're welcome.
I just would feel bad because both of the guys are active.
No, you're welcome. I just made it.
You just saved the Crows.
I just saved the Crows.
Isn't that not in your best interest if you. Or do you just not care about the Whalers anymore?
I mean, it's not like I don't care about them, because I obviously do, but like, I'm ascended to Manhattan.
I see. But yeah, I think whether we win it or we don't, we cool. You guys are gonna get it.
No, you guys aren't. Whalers for life.
Yeah.
Fear the whale tail.
Oh. Whale tail.
That was a double meaning, but
yeah. I didn't even realize. All right, so we got Evans in here. I need a Zach Evans fun fact.
I got you. All right, I pulled it up while you were talking about St. Louis because St. Louis sucks. Zach Evans only won 20% of his fights, and he sucks.
Fun fact. Zach Evans and Nikolai Evans are run by the same user. Fun fact.
I did not say welcome in Nikolai's when he created. But for like all of other season 46 players, I was either the first or second person to say welcome. And like almost all the season 46 players on their profiles. You can go look.
Fun fact. I have only been on the site for 3 weeks, 14 hours, 31 minutes, and 7 seconds so far with my new recreate.
Fun fact, I've been online 4 months, 2 weeks, 5 days, 7 hours, 9 minutes, and 14 seconds.
Get a fucking life.
And I think I'm still the longest. Wait, hold on. I got to check what Mike Izzy's is, because he may have passed me when I went on vacation. Hold on. Chicago or Calgary. Because for the new site. Yeah, I'm still destroying them. All right.
So I just reset the page, the questions thread, and Slappy Doodle came in and gave a fun fact for Zach Evans.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. He says, Zach Evans went to a university in North Carolina, well-known recruiting horrible beings to play basketball for them on their shit-heel team. Now, that was fun.
That was very fun. I think that was the Tar Heels, which I actually toured their college. Fun fact.
Fun fact.
It was a shit university. But that's only for Zach. But if I'm not talking to Zach, it was a really good university.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a fun fact.
That is a fun fact. 59 minutes ago, we got a question. What are your thoughts on the B movie?
Okay, so
we're gonna need some
context
on this. Yeah.
All right. So, Ufig posted a question of whether him being traded for a bunch of picks is a fair trade. And then Sleepy said, sorry, we have a strict no fur policy in Buffalo. And then for any inconveniences, please message him. And then I messaged him the beginning of the movie Fury. And then I also then messaged him the B movie. So my thoughts on B movie is that it's the most underrated movie of all time.
I'm going to have to agree with you. And I'm also going to build upon the fact that Jerry Seinfeld's comedy and its use in the movie, like,
revolutionized the whole game.
All the B puns. It was unbelievable. But I'm
You're canceled.
Cancel Evan. Season 40, cancel season Evan. 50.
Oh, and then Slappy also did the question, what's causing Manhattan to be such an offensive powerhouse this season? Me.
Fuck.
And also acquiring Rice. Rice has been killing it. We were like, I would say, like a, not like a bubble playoff team, but we're like a mid-tier playoff team. And once we acquired Rice, like, ooh, we became so good. So definitely GM of the year.
Definitely. Wait, you?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to have to disagree with that.
Yeah, cause... who would be the GM of the year? Who won't? I don't know. That's right. No one else. Because I'm GM of the year. Or not. I don't know. It could go to someone like...
It could go to nobody.
Could go to Winnipeg. It could go to New Orleans for acquiring Kez. That's a really good trade.
It could go to Xavier Paquette for making it to the most teams in one season.
I think he's been traded the most times out of any player, which is a fun fact.
I feel bad.
I'm enjoying his ride.
I mean, I'm all for the Pac train.
Mm-hmm. The Tupac train.
The Tupac.
The Tupac. Oh, more like Seven Pac now.
Yeah, Seven Pac.
But
it's fun. I'm always excited to see where
he goes next. He could go to anywhere like St. Louis.
Yeah. he's just on the world tour.
Yeah.
That's epic.
That's an epic gamer moment.
Yes, it is. Wow, well, is that's all the questions?
Yeah,
wow.
We went through an hour.
That was an hour. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. We have no chemistry.
We got to work on that, but you know.
It takes time. We got no chemistry right now, but.
I mean, we got a little bit through, you know, some other play times.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
That's true. That's you true. Being in your car, you know, you driving. Me
being in my car and you playing What's New Pussycat.
Oh, also, yeah.
And Civ.
And Civ. But mostly What's New Pussycat.
Good times.
At least 21 times.
At least 21 times. That's a good ending.
I think it's so too. Do you have any last words?
Any last words? Walter.
That's a good last word. You know what my last word is?
What?
Walter.